Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease. Plus, it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus Chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer, so no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you're thinking about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcast to get started right now. Now time for another Souls edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where all we do is play Souls and Souls-like, and we only play Souls-like games because they're the best genre on the planet, and we want to find which ones are on Game Pass and which ones you should play, which ones you shouldn't. That's a lie. I am Corey. I am joined by the man who does not like Souls games, Basher.
You also don't like Souls games. I don't know why you put me in that corner by myself.
I do like them. I just don't like a lot of them because I think a lot of them are bad.
Most of them are bad. I stand by. What's the one that I did like? Not Souls.
Surge.
The Surge 2. Yes, Surge 2. I stand by that game.
The Surge. No, I like the idea of a lot of them. I just don't. Why do they have to all run like trash? We are here to talk about Unsold. This is a game on Game Pass. What we actually do on this show is play Game Pass games. Tell you which games. What do we do?
We play Game Pass games to tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games pass to pass on by.
I wanted to say pass on to your pass, and I know that's not okay. Right. I know that wasn't right.
You could pass it a pass. I mean, that's fine.
But before that, did you know that you can write us and talk about your favorite Souls game, whether it's Remnant from the Ashes, which we did pass on and someone was very upset about, and let us know. 574-651-9256. Maybe you love Remnant from the Ashes. I like the idea of Remnant from the Ashes. There's just some fatal flaws with Remnant from the Ashes. Is that the same with Unsold? Description of this game. Take on the role of the Fallen Prince in Unsold, a stylish, fast-paced 2D action RPG. Fight your way through interactive environments and adrenaline-pumping encounters as you unravel the mysteries behind the world filled with the undead. Enemies in Unsold react to every move you make. Keep your guard up at all times, as the slightest mistake will be met with relentless enemy attacks. Execute various skill combos and counterattacks for maximum damage. Use the Abyss system to get a closer look at the game's unique mechanics. Players may be tempted to turn down the difficulty setting, but mastering true combat will require practice. This is actually one of the longest descriptions, so I'm going to stop there and just say that it talks about chains attacks, counterattacks, interactive objects, passive and active souls, as well as beautiful pixel art. I think you can get the idea from that description. It is a 2D Souls-like game, Unsold. Let's talk about it.
This is one of those games where...
This was a truly pick up and play for us. We knew nothing about this one.
I mean, that's kind of my go-to at this point. Like if it, whatever is, I'm just trying to tackle whatever drops on Game Pass as new. And there are some stinkers. There's some real like, why is this on the system stinkers? But Unsold, this is one of those games I really wanted to like, but the entry fee for this, in terms of just how much you need to learn and how quick you need to learn it, I thought was pretty steep.
Yeah, it's a really front-loaded game in terms of like mechanics and everything, and it's a weird one in terms of, what do I want to say? There's not a lot here to talk about other than to say, like, it's exactly what you think it is. It's a 2D Souls game. It's kind of in that isometric Zelda view, but it wants to be at the same time super deep. You know, it wants to have all these different mechanics. It wants to have all these different abilities, these passive abilities. Like I said, it's got like an inventory system. It's got an item system. Like, it's got all these systems, and it suffers in the fact that it kind of throws everything at you in the first 30 minutes, and it's overwhelming. The thing is you really don't need all of it in the first 30 minutes. So it's like a weird sort of like, I don't want to say make or break moment, but I could totally see people trying to pick it up and then instantly being like, this is a lot. Like, I'm not keeping up with this. I don't think I'm going to stick with it and putting it down. I think that almost happened to me as well. But for the sake of this show, I persevered.
You're a real Jesus Christ guy. You know that?
Yeah, I am.
I had the same kind of reaction you did, but with the only difference of I actually bounced off of it. Like I was actually just really done with it. And it wasn't because I was having a bad experience. It was just so much, like you said, it's just so front loaded. Even the, just the handful of skills it gives you in the beginning, and maybe it's just me being an old 36-year-old man, but like, it was just a lot to do. Like one of the cool things it does is it has this skill system that's built all around passive skills and combo skills and combo skills that combo on top of combos. Like, you can really string together some really cool looking 2D action scenes. However, I think for me, it just, something about it just didn't, it just wasn't a smooth click for me.
And yeah, that's where, like, I really do have a quote dilemma with this game. Stop me if you heard this one before. What was the name of that game? What was the name of that 2D game where you play as a samurai and it's more like a story-based game, and it's like a one-hit kill, and then every room that you went into, like, you had to do it without getting hit, and then to play a little replay. You remember
that? I remember that one, yes.
Something Samurai. What was
yes.
It called?
It was a future Samurai. Some
yeah.
Something like Cyber Samurai? Cyber something?
You're thinking Cyber Shadow. Shadow, I think, but that's not it.
It wasn't it? Okay.
No. But it was a Game Pass game. I guess I could look at the list, and I might do that as I'm talking. That game, it's kind of the opposite of this in that what it really wanted to do is it wanted to make you feel cool. Like it wanted to make you feel like a ninja and or a samurai. And I think it succeeded in that. And this game, like, it took me a long time. And even though that I don't want to say I've mastered it, because that is not the case by any means. Katana Zero, that was the name of it. I don't feel cool playing this game. Like, cool stuff happens, but I don't feel like I'm in control of it. And that becomes my biggest crux with a lot of these games, you know. And for whatever reason, people have, or developers or whatever you want to call it, have adapted that Souls means clunky and heavy combat. And as someone who does not like Dark Souls almost at all, you know, I've played all of them. I've played Sekiro, I've played Elden Ring. While their combat schemes, I think, are lacking, they're very deliberate, and their simplicity aids them in that they don't feel hard to master in terms of controls. Like, there's a lot of things that are not explained to you well in the Souls franchises, of things that you can and cannot do. And this game has the opposite of that. It tells you everything that you can do, but even though I'm doing everything, I don't feel cool. Like, I don't feel like I'm mastering it. It's not like Devil May Cry. And that's where I really, you know, that's when it comes down to, is like, is the game not teaching me well enough? Am I not good enough at the game? If I really spend more time playing the game, am I actually going to get better at it, kind of thing? And I can't answer that with certainty, but I feel like it is a game design problem and not a me problem.
I definitely think it's a mixture of both. I'm definitely the type of gamer that will, I have no problem going, no, this doesn't click, I'm out. You know, I'm not going to beat my head against the wall just for sakes. Like, it's just not my thing. However, this is one where I definitely saw the potential in it. And I think ultimately there is a good game here, because I found a decent amount of fun in it. Like, again, because once you get certain combos down, and once you start stringing these things along, you really create a beautiful sort of pixel mess on screen, and you do feel very kind of powerful and sort of ninja like. However, at the same time, it's I think you asked me, like, while I was playing this, we had a conversation about this, and I have to jump back into this. And you said something along the lines of, you don't know if you think it'd be worth it. After getting the systems down and really stringing those combos along, in the end, I don't know if I can say, yeah, it was worth the time to figure this stuff out.
Yeah, and that's what's perplexing to me, is that there's a lot of care given to not just the combat, but the environments.
Like, absolutely.
You really, like, especially the boss fights. The boss fights are really cool, and they have, like, almost like scripted events that could happen. And when you get to a boss fight and it's intense, like, that is the one thing that I that totally clicks with me with Souls games, is, like, sometimes you just don't know what's around the corner, and then you see the thing, and it's like, oh crap. So, like, for me, the first boss fight of this one it compelled me to keep playing, because I wanted to see what else they were going to do. And I'm not, you know, no, I'm not, I don't say no spoilers, but it's just like, it's me describing it doesn't really help it. It's just that, know that when you're playing the boss fights, things can happen that are neat, and there's obviously care given to every encounter, every place that you visit. Everything is almost like destructible in a very deliberate way. The music is good. Like, it's got a presentation all around that is good, and the combat is good, but, like, it's not a home run by any means, though. And that's where I'm confused in myself, is just like, I should enjoy this more, but I'm not. And that becomes, again, like, is it a game design problem or is it a me problem? And I still feel like it's a design problem simply because there's so many systems. And even though I think I understand most of them, it's hard to master them. And even though, you know, maybe you get really good at the countering or the guard breaking or whatever, but the game, there's no ramp up. You know, it does not, you know, you fight new enemies that do new things, but there's no ramp up in terms of trying to, like, get, okay, at this point in the game, it's going to really throw things at you that you need the guard break on. And so you're going to use the guard break and you're going to get really good at it. So that way in the future, you know how to use it. It really isn't any of that. It's just like, hey, here's the systems, go have fun. And that is very much a Souls thing. I think it does a better job than Souls at actually telling you, like, what your ability points are going to do, what your items do and stuff like that. But I feel like a lot of that stuff gets in the way. Like, I've said this about a lot of Souls games of, like, I wish they were just more streamlined a little bit. Like, if they were more like Onimusha or something like that, I think they'd be far better games because they're more focused on just letting me learn the game and not being complex and obtuse. And I feel like this is this is a lot closer to that, but it's not quite there enough to where those flaws are staring me in the face. Like, I can't get over them kind of thing.
Oh, I'm right there with you. As I played the game, I just didn't know if it was just me or if it's the game. Like, it was really one of those types of relationships playing this game. Just going back and forth in my feelings of not feeling completely enamored by this game, yet at the same time trying to figure out why. Because the action RPG mechanics aren't bad. I mean, in actuality, they're pretty good.
Right. Yeah, I agree. They're good. Yeah.
I mean, they're pretty well thought out. The skills show you in that it's done pretty well for the most part. Is like, I can honestly say I don't feel like they did any particular system terribly. I don't think they fell on their face at any sort of mechanic. However, like you said, there's no singular mechanic that knocks it out of the park either. I mean, you compare it to a Souls game and you get that, you nail that parry. That shield parry, you hear that doom, and time kind of slows down and you get that real visceral hit in. You kind of get that there, but because of the 2D limitations and the art style and so on and so forth, it's just not nearly as visceral. It's not nearly as satisfying, especially when you're trying to really, I don't know about you, but as I played, I didn't know if I should go hard with the combos or go hard with the parries, or do a mixture of both.
I still don't know. Yeah, like, I honestly really, I became a aggressive player in it. Like, I would only use the guard break and stuff when basically I was forced to, because there's certain enemies that, you know, large, big shields, whatever. And I was like, that's basically the only time I used it, because I found myself, I don't want to say like, not, I just didn't need it. Like, I was able to do what I wanted to do. And again, I still don't know if that's a problem with me or if, you know, I just don't know. But the game isn't good enough at telling me if I should or shouldn't be using it. Like, if it's optional, that's totally fine. Like, that's not a problem. But when you randomly have things that's like, no, you really should be using a parry, I get that feeling of just like, what do you want me to do, man? Like, I don't need you to spoon feed it to me, but if I can't easily figure out what I'm supposed to be doing via, you know, clues of the world, etc., or there's a system that I haven't used in a while and I'm supposed to remember how to suddenly do it, it is good at, like, if you die a couple times at the same spot, I had it to where it was like, hey, do you remember this thing? And I'm like, I really appreciate that, but that's exactly my problem with it. like,
thanks, but no thanks.
Right. But at the same time, none of it was enough that I want to see it through, you know, like, but it got to the point also where I was like, this is fun, but like, I end up relying on the same couple moves then, and it's just like, it's such a roller coaster emotion with it of, this is a really cool game and it's fun, but there's something about it that's stopping it from being like a, you know, like an instant, like, yo, this game's amazing. I will never call this game bad, but I don't think it's a me thing. I think there's just something that's not entirely clicking, and I don't think it will for a lot of people either.
Yeah, I agree. It's something in my opinion, I feel it's the the fact that you have so many honestly cool and well done mechanics that none of them sort of are, none of them singularly define the game. There's so much there, and it's so, and it's well done, but like not a singular one of them makes you say, this is why you should play this game. This is the why this game stands out above the other ones. Like it's sort of a mishmash of a lot of cool ideas that, and you know what? And as we talk about, it's funny because we talk about this happening on the other side of games where games will introduce systems and they're just not good enough. Therefore, the game's not good enough. This is a weird situation where the game throws all these mechanics at you and they're pretty well done, but it's just, for me, this is not a singular mechanic that really makes us say Unsold is the Souls game or this kind of Souls game. It gets lost in the shuffle, even though it does a lot of things well.
Like I'm not just saying this because I'm a Doom fanatic. Like, it reminds me of a bad Doom level. Like, Doom is still being modded and new maps are being created to this day because the mechanics are so strong, but you have to nail both ends of it. You can have the strongest mechanics in the world, but if you don't put the player in scenarios where they can use it efficiently, then it doesn't feel right. And I think this is a situation where we've played enough games to where it's just like there's something here, but it's not built correctly almost. But it's tough. Like, I think people could have fun with it. However, I can't, like, it feels wrong to recommend it, but it also feels wrong to pass on it.
That's where I was the whole time. Like, yeah. my half my playtime, I'm just like, I'm not, this is a good game I'm not enjoying. and I wonder, like you said, do other people feel, is this the majority or the minority feeling? I'm not sure.
Right. And that's where what I just said is I think actually the quote problem is just that us being gameplay centric first people, we can see those flaws right away. Whereas I feel like somebody who just isn't as analytical or critical would just be like, oh, this is cool. Like, I'm going to go from room to room here. And the game's not super long either. So it doesn't have that problem of just like, okay, like I'm using the same mechanics. Like, it does a little bit. I felt like it was, it should be like a 4 to 5 hour game, but it's not, it is longer than that kind of thing, especially if you're trying to, do some searching and check out everything that the game kind of has to offer. And it's not a masterpiece by any means, but it's also not a huge problem. So yeah, it's tough. Like, in the terms of Game Pass, I'm not sure
this is one of the perfect ones for Game Pass in a sense that for this show rather, because You definitely want to pick up and give everything its fair shot, and then when you do, you kind of hit this weird wall of, it's good but it's not great, and it's like, does it need to be great to play it? Or, I mean, for me honestly, I think there's enough here to where I think enough people are going to bounce off of it, but at the same time, I think you'll get that. There's enough just real white-knuckled gamers out there who are just going to dig real deep in here and figure out the song and dance that this game provides, because it is a very pretty scene when you start stringing stuff along. It really is. And when you do things on purpose, you do feel pretty cool. My issue is, half the time, I think I was kind of button mashing and just hoping for the best, and that was equally effective. So I think that ultimately is what made me sort of just be okay with the game.
I think I'm kind of at the other end, unfortunately. Like, everything you said is right, and the fact that it has difficulty settings and stuff actually goes a long way, because you can sort of get through it. But then I sort of have the Tunic problem of, like, Tunic became a lot better endgame when I was able to like not have to worry about the combat. Like, and I sort of feel that way with this. Like, if I could just walk around and play this like Streets of Rage, you know, that's a different story, but that's not really what this game is. So if you're not clicking with the combat, or you're not clicking, you know, or if you get sort of over the combat, it's a game you're going to drop really quick. And I look at the ramp up to it and how long it sort of took things to click for me. And I just think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be like instantly just like, this is too much. Like, I'm not picking up what you're putting down. If that intro was better and I think the ramp on was better, I think I could be like, yeah, you know, like, give it a shot. And if it's not clicking with you, but you're going to have to go, the biggest pain point is the first hour. And that's tough. That's tough to recommend.
That's what really gets me at the end of the day. I mean, I think that's, when we get to our ratings, that's going to be the most important thing for me, is that I'm not a fan of telling people it gets good after.
Right.
I'm just not a fan of that.
So, I mean, and the whole point of this show, you know, like from a personal standpoint, like if I told somebody like, yeah, you just got to get past that first hour. But the purpose of this show is, does the game pass or not? Like, should you spend your time on it? And I think I would have to say no. Like, I think there's enough other things that you could check out I don't necessarily want to say they're better. I just think they. Yeah, I mean, I guess I am saying that. I guess I'm saying they're better. So I would go towards no. I would say don't play it.
Man, this is a bit unfortunate, simply because I agree with you. The skill cost of entry is a little too complex for me, and it takes too long to really get to the. Buddy, I'm sorry. Buddy the cat, relax.
Did you close the door? You never close the door.
The door is open. She's in and out.
Gotcha.
But the skill cost of entry is a bit too deep for me.
Right.
And I think it's going to be a little too deep for a lot of people.
Well, but I would look at it more like if after an hour it was Ori and the Will of the Wisps, or right. Doom Eternal, you know, if like right. there was like, okay, like, holy crap, like there are systems here that are super deep and like, and it does a really good job of explaining, like, you could still miss some things, but like, if you mastered it, it's going to click for you in a way that's just like, okay, like, I'm going to be the strongest Doom Slayer ever. I just don't think you're ever going to get that feeling with this game. Some people might, but I think a majority of people, and I don't think the game is good enough to invoke that feeling, you know, like that Devil May Cry feeling that I talked about, where it's just like, I feel like I'm in control. I just don't think it's ever going to get there. And so that's where it's like, even after that first hour, you might find something that you might enjoy, but you still got to get it. There's just too many asterisks next to it.
No, I agree. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. For that reason, I'm going to pass on it as well, because it's, at the end of the day, I don't think after mastering the systems that the payoff is there.
Yeah, which sucks. Like, I want to like this game more than I do, I think, is where I stand with it. So, but that's why we do this show, is to find these things and to find these games and say, you know what? We played it for you, so you don't have to. That's what we do. So when it comes to Unsold, unfortunately, we haven't done too many passes this year, but we are going to have to pass on Unsold. Pass it by. Try something else. Try something else. Like the game that Basher played that I'll never remember the name of.
Oh, I don't remember the name of these games either.
It's got a weeb name. What's the name, Basher?
It's the Chronicles.
Eludian Chronicles?
Eludian Chronicles.
Ela.
Put some respect on the weeb name.
E-I-Y-U-D-E-N. Eudin. Eudin Chronicle Rising. That's what we're going to be talking about on the next episode. Basher made me play this, and I don't know how I feel about it still. We'll see. It's a 505 joint. That's what we talk about next time. You can email us, gpopfans@gmail.com. Maybe you played Unsold, and you're like, these idiots don't know what they're talking about. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. gpopfans@gmail.com, 574-651-9256. This episode will be coming out on Friday. Summer Games Fest has officially happened. And then this Sunday, we will be talking about, or this Sunday, the Microsoft and Bethesda showcase is happening. This is basically E3. We're having a little mini E3 right here since E3's dead. Supposedly coming back next year, though, in person. We'll see how that goes. But this is kind of Microsoft's big show every year. You know, they show up during, Gamescom sometimes. They show up during Game of the Year Awards, the Game Awards. They are a big supporter of Jeff Keighley there, but this is where they really blow it out every year. This is what we've got. So we're going to be watching that on Sunday. We're going to do a reaction episode like we usually do every year. So just be on the lookout for that. You're going to have three episodes in probably quick succession here, but one of them is kind of a bonus episode. So, all right, that's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with this Eyuden Chronicle.
Eyuden Chronicles.
Rising.
Good day, sirs.
I was waiting for it.
I forgot the tagline was Rising.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Imagine bold, naturally aged Tillamook cheddar slices melting over a burger. Eating handfuls of thick-cut cheddar shreds straight from the bag. Taking a bite out of an irresistibly bold block of extra sharp cheddar cheese. We know you want to get back to streaming, but wasn't it nice to daydream about cheese for a bit? Tillamook Cheddar. Extraordinary dairy.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.